Hi, I'm Ken.
And I'm Dee.
And this is Antiques Freaks. This week, we will be stealing content directly from Reddit.
Amazing. Well, hey, look, it's about time someone did it back to those bastards.
I will be reading aloud an entry from the subreddit r/hobbydrama.
Oh boy.
But first, I want to ask Dee.
Yeah?
Have you heard of the Forbidden Smelvin?
Absolutely not a single time in my life. What are you talking about?
Oh, good. So, 3 months ago, Reddit user HappyThoughts413 posted the following entry titled, Antique Tractors. Man creates from scratch a planned model that was never made. Whole hobby community goes ballistic.
Well, that's a lot of information already.
I'm not part of this community. This happened to a friend of the family, and I just learned the full details recently.
Did I just already? It sounds like an intro to, like,
a creepypasta?
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Names changed, etc., etc. This family friend, Buddy, is into restoring antique tractors. He collects a specific brand of tractor, Smelvins. His dad used them, and even though the company's not around anymore, he just likes them. And Buddy goes all out. He calls the Smelvin Society to get the original factory records on the paint mixtures for every model, and has a person in town who custom mixes them for him. He has someone print decals to match the originals. He sometimes makes parts himself. One time a guy paid him to restore a tractor that his dad had loved and that had been damaged in a fire. This old farmer man cried when Buddy was finished because it looked just like the original. Buddy was also the president of the state's Smelvin Collectors Club. Now, Smelvin had a tractor, the Forbidden Smelvin, that they designed, planned for, and then never actually built. Buddy decides he's going to build the Forbidden Smelvin. Plans were available. Buddy had to figure out what parts had been used on similar models and could be purchased commercially versus which ones he had to completely fabricate. Then they had to fully build it from scratch, find the right tires, paint, custom decals that had never been created before, the works. And he did it. And it was beautiful. Buddy took a picture and his daughter, a graphic designer, photoshopped it into a field so it wasn't just sitting on a trailer with his teenage son hanging out in the back. He posted it on Facebook, where it got passed around in some agricultural Facebook groups. Buddy also sent it into Smelvin Collectors magazine, who ran it as a back cover and included it in a large article. People lost their goddamn minds.
What, just because it was an incredibly interesting piece of craftsmanship?
It wasn't a real Smelvin because Smelvin had never built one, and Buddy should be ashamed. It didn't really exist. That picture is clearly photoshopped. It's just a model. They never really built it. The magazine should never have run it. It isn't a real Smelvin.
Okay.
The magazine was inundated with angry letters. The Smelvin Collectors magazine is no longer the official Smelvin magazine, as it's no longer endorsed by the Smelvin Society. They pulled their endorsement over this tractor. I guess the logic is, if you publish a non-Smelvin tractor, you're not a Smelvin magazine anymore. And Buddy, he sent in his home address to the magazine and invited anyone who thought the Forbidden Smelvin didn't exist to stop by and see it in person. He was promptly drowned by his own deluge of letters, but he just thought it was funny. He'd made something really cool, and he liked it. The only real sad part was that between that and some other nonsense, made-up issues, the state Smelvin Collector Society staged a coup. He went to a meeting, and they just sprang it on him that they were kicking him out. It wasn't just the tractor, they were also blaming him for declining membership. Folks, that's what happens when you collect a brand of tractor that's no longer made. You're not going to attract new members, and your old members are dying. But overall, Buddy has a pretty positive outlook on the whole thing, and he drives the Forbidden Smelvin every year in the 4th of July parade.
I see. Hey, quick question, what the fuck? All right, I gotta start. Is Smelvin actually a brand of fucking tractor?
No.
Oh, okay, name's changed, right?
Name's changed.
All right.
So what we have here is an antique tractor mystery.
It would be easy because there actually weren't too many American tractors.
So you think we can track this down?
Yeah.
We can tractor this down.
I think we could tractor this right the hell down. Unless it's like... I actually didn't specify. If it's a foreign tractor fancier, then fucking we are up the creek. We'll never find that tractor. The Germans made so many tractors.
Questions, comments, concerns?
Oh, so many. All of that. Primarily concerns.
Such as?
What? Okay, so this primary argument just seems to be that, like, this guy, they don't even want to call it a fantasy piece. But they're seeing it as a fantasy piece and as such is an affront to their collecting sensibilities? Alright, well, I guess my question, like, is a question to you. I'm curious your stance on this, as the foremost expert on this phenomena, in this room right now. what do you think about its status as a fantasy piece?
I'm still stuck on whether or not any of it ever happened.
I would
because
like
this is the internet.
I would like pics or it didn't happen.
I would like to know the actual tractor brand so I can at least start looking this up on my own.
I'm confused as to why they felt the need to hide the name of the tractor. As it's not a running business, it cannot suffer from bad publicity.
As HappyThoughts413 put it when posed the same question by several Redditors, it's an incredibly short path from that to the real guy's name and identity. Because the guy sent in his home mailing address to the magazine, according to the story, which could just be a very convenient reason to not tell anybody the real details behind your pretendy fun time story.
Well, it does seem strange that, like, well, he's not shy with his details now, is he?
I mean, he's changed the name of the tractor and refuses to state even where any of this took place.
Well, no, but Buddy isn't. Like, Buddy just said, like, come down to my farm and I'll physically fight you.
Correct. But Reddit does have a site-wide policy against doxing.
Right. Is it doxing if they're okay with? Yeah, I guess it still is, right?
Yeah. Are you trying to Google Smelvin right now?
No, I'm just Googling defunct American tractor manufacturers.
That's a lot.
it's like 7.
It's at least 4.
I think we've got a great case for Holt Manufacturing. List of former tractor manufacturers. Holy shit. Yeah, see, this is when it's international. It's really tough. Smelvin. I'm gonna go to S. Maybe they actually didn't abstract too far. Samson. I think we could make a good case for Samson. Schramm, maybe?
But that is assuming that it has the same first letter.
Completely assuming.
Which could be erroneous.
So it turns out Simpson Jumbo. You know, I actually want to put in my, I want to put in my vote that it's that one. I'm actually going to go ahead and say, do you have more on the subject before I like just start like mystery science theory? No, not that. Operation Mysterying It. That's not a show.
I need you to, like, complete the thought
that
the question is behind before I can answer the question.
Do you have more to add on the subject before I start sleuthing around?
None on the identity of the tractor specifically. Although I do have a link to a Wikipedia list of former tractor manufacturers.
I just brought that up, too. Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's actually, like I said, I think I spoke too soon. There's actually a lot of U.S. ones. Steger.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe Steger.
Again, assuming it starts with the same letter.
I think that's a fair assumption. Unigraph Lupo. Hey, do yourself a favor and just go through the list of former tractor manufacturing companies, because it's a hoot.
But is it a hauler?
Ursus Hellas. Hella Bears, my favorite tractor manufacturer. Okay, Valtra doesn't count. It's still a manufacturer. So, my biggest pet peeve with this...
Yes.
...is probably that... If there's one thing I know about intensely niche communities, is that they're actually not very good at shutting up about stuff they're angry about.
Correct.
And I feel like if it were real, it would be easier to find an example of the outrage.
Could we perhaps take this directly to tractor Facebook groups as cited in the Reddit post?
Yeah, I think it would be pretty easy to go to a general, you could even just go to a general like agricultural collectors group. And say, do you guys have any goddamned clue what the hell this is about? And probably get, like, a pretty illuminating answer. Like, I feel like they'd be pretty forthcoming about whether or not there has ever been tractor drama. I don't think he'd be shadow banned from the group for daring to speak its name. Because that's not unique to antiques people. There's one thing insular groups love to do, it's goddamned gossip.
It is really fun.
It's super fun.
But yeah, the only results I could find for... Forbidden Smelvin as a phrase were that Reddit post and someone on Twitter who has made their name Forbidden Smelvin.
It's a good choice, friend.
So I don't think it has been linked to any tractor collecting groups as of yet.
That's also... How new is this? Like, how recent is this event?
3 months ago.
That also seems strange that absolutely nobody yet has gone like, hey, tractor collectors. What? Especially a fairly large upset as... fabricating a hereto unknown tractor. That seems like it would be actually, however much you dislike it, pretty hard to keep hush-hush. Because it would beg, if it were real, an awful lot of questions about how you would have even procured those documents. Not that it's impossible, just that I think anyone who's interested would want to know the story. Because, like, that kind of documentation's hard to come by. If someone said, oh... I have the plans for a tractor that was imagined but never created. I would be like, where the hell did you get the plans? What did, like...
Company records that no one holds a copyright to anymore because the company is defunct. Also, the patent office would probably be a good resource.
But, yeah, but, like, I want to know. I want to know how you even found, like, you'd have to know that it exists first.
Yeah, if it's in the company catalog or in the company documents, then...
I also have a problem with the idea that people would be angry. I feel like if someone was that much of a phenom at refurbishing tractors, that most people would just be impressed at, like, the level of skill and quality and attention to detail.
But if you are obsessive about the available catalog of tractors in reality...
Oh, I could see denying that it is a real tractor, yes.
Because thinking of just within fictional fandoms, there is a particular brand of nerd that gets extremely angry if you voice or suggest anything that is not established canon. Like how certain Marvel Comics fans get really, really, really angry when they're reminded that Archive of Our Own exists. I would argue that this tractor is to tractor collecting as fan fiction is to media.
Not this quite.
This is taking something that was not produced and producing it. This is like writing a missing episode of a television show.
No, but it's stickier than that.
This is a, for want of a nail, fan fiction setup for tractors.
It's a little different though, isn't it?
I would argue building a tractor is more work than writing a fan fiction.
I would absolutely argue that. Well, because, well, like, Lee, the guy who made the comics. Oh my god, what the hell is his name?
Stan Lee. You had a surname.
Yeah.
You were halfway there.
Like, Stan Lee didn't hand me an unfinished manuscript and say, well, isn't this interesting? And then I wrote a book based on the rough skeleton of what Stan Lee had, like... I'm not talking dunk on fanfiction. It's valid. It's, like, totally... It's an excellent way to, like, reinterpret and understand, like, media and yourself, and it's great. But, like, there is a major difference between working on an existing canonical framework. Like, the tractor in physicality didn't... I get why it would be an argument. Because the tractor in physicality didn't exist, and it wasn't manufactured by the people affiliated with that manufacturer, which by strict collector's terms means it is not canonical. But it wasn't a fabrication from the imagination. It was using that company's actual blueprints.
Correct.
Which is a more... Like I said, I think that's philosophically, like, more questionable about where it fits into the canon of tractors, tractor canon.
Now, if we're drawing a line between things that ended up as finished product versus things that were only ever in the planning stages, I would say that this forbidden tractor is akin to J.K. Rowling's persistent Twitter presence announcing that wizards poop in the corner of Hogwarts.
What?
Because it was never in the books, but it was always in the plan.
Yes, and I guess you do have a lot of argument. Okay, that does work, because there's a lot of argument about whether or not it should be included in the canon.
And...
That's true, okay.
People are about as angry about it as they are about this tractor. As they are in the story,
yes. I'd say more angry. Well, alright, so that leads me to my other point about why I think this might be bunkum. I do have some insight into these incredibly small insular collecting communities.
Yes.
They are very slow to excommunicate, and I mean very. They would absolutely much rather stew in whispered hatred than actually remove someone from the group, because, like, members are resources, and especially, like, they are cognizant of the fact that a defunct tractor company is sort of, like, not going to be on the, like, up and up in terms of membership. So they do not tend to cut out people and publications quite that quickly. I think it would be insane if a group that small actually said, like, we no longer recognize what is possibly the only magazine dedicated to this subject.
Ah.
Like, I think that's a little strange to consider.
But you assume they are behaving rationally.
I'm not assuming they're behaving rationally. I'm assuming they're behaving in a self-preservational manner.
I would argue self-preservation is rational.
Yeah, okay, yes, I guess I am ultimately ascribing rationality to this, but, like, again, like, every member is actually a hard resource.
Correct, but I'm just running a list in my mind of all the subcultures that have torn themselves to pieces over an inability to get along for even 5 minutes.
I think that that tendency, like, goes down the smaller it gets.
I
think that they stew in personal resentment for a very long time, and there are a lot of tense conversations over potlucks, but I think it actually takes a lot. I have seen it not happen, despite some very strong resentments. It takes a lot. It takes a lot to move someone to say, you are not here anymore, instead of just saying, like, you're here and I hate it.
Agree to disagree.
Well, it's hard to intimate the dynamics of these, like, very... This is going to be, like, the cruelest thing I've said since people want to be told how to love.
Uh-huh.
They are, like, alone. Like, they're semi-delusional. Because they... And I'm including myself in this list. Because they are clinging to a thing that no longer has any fucking relevance. And most of the people in it do know that.
Counterpoint. Tractors, I would say, is one area of antiques that has extreme relevance. Because... like a lot of antiques, the tractors of yesteryear were much more durable than the tractors of today. So a lot of people who use tractors in their everyday life will work their ass off to keep an old machine running for decades and decades and decades, rather than buy a new machine that has proprietary technology and proprietary parts all hooked up in it that are designed to fail within like a year. So they have to keep buying tractor supplies from like the, what, 5 remaining tractor companies there are?
Yes. Ah, but you've played directly into my trap. Which is to say, considering that, why would they excommunicate one of their kind who has such prodigious skill at maintaining these machines?
He is not the only one who has that skill.
With this particular brand, I would actually hazard he might be. And even if he's not the only one, the level of ability being boasted is not something you would just go like, yeah, but he's an asshole, so get rid of, like, the highly talented among people, this one I have seen firsthand, you could be a tremendous asshole and get away with it if you've got a brilliant skill at something that not a lot of people can do.
I feel like there aren't a lot of people who collect tractors without knowing how to repair them.
You'd be surprised.
All
you need to collect a tractor is a garage.
Right.
You are forgetting about the heartland, my dude.
I feel like you do not waste garage space on tractor if you do not know how to use tractor.
We have got to sit down and watch...
It is money.
Watch
it
some American Pickers.
Money dollars is tractor.
There are dudes out...
Money dollars and square footage is tractor.
There are dudes in the heartland that have non-functioning fire engines just chilling in their yard.
Okay, but fire engines are extremely cool even outside of the fire engine community. I do not think the same is applicable to tractors.
Oh my god. Oh, I'm gonna post that to Reddit because that really happened that you just said that. Oh my god, this is, like, I feel like I gotta, like, have a name for this. You just actually came out and said, like, I think tractors suck in comparison to fire engines.
I said fire engines are more interesting to the average individual who is not specifically interested in fire engines than tractors are to the average individual who is not otherwise interested in tractors.
No, I'm sorry, Lee Harvey Oswald, those shots got fired. You've drawn a line in the sand between tractors and fire engines.
I've reignited the tractor fire engine wars.
It's gonna, like, people are gonna lose their lives. And it's unfair because the fire engines will win.
Really?
They're built like siege machines.
Yeah, but you can always hear them coming.
Well, like, yeah, but that's like a siege, you always see the siege, but you can't stop it.
Whereas the tractors have stealth.
The tractors are cavalry,
The tractors will engage guerrilla warfare.
They have maneuverability and adaptability, because you can put a lot of different things in the front of a tractor.
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is going to be a war of attrition. but it will lay solid at your feet. So I guess, like, our main disagreement here is just that, like, I don't think it happened because I don't see them ousting a member. And you think it's perfectly possible because you have, in your time, seen a lot of subcultures tear themselves little bits.
Yes.
That's fair. So did this person have any, like, rebuttals as to why they couldn't provide any sort of evidence that this had happened?
Presuming that what they're saying is true, any definitive information will lead directly to that one collector magazine, which has this guy's name and physical address.
Yeah, that's tough.
Which,
it's
again,
an excellent cover if it's fake.
It's amazing. It is an amazing use of Reddit's anti-doxing policy.
Yeah.
to make this story believable.
Yeah, yeah, that is brilliant. That is brilliant. It's a brilliant storytelling piece, because I can't get around it like no one can, logically. So it's like, you have to sit and wonder, like, you have to take this guy at his word that this had happened.
So either we have a genius tractor manufacturer and repairer, or we have a genius shit poster.
What if we have both?
Unpossible.
What if this happened, but there was no hubbub about it, and he just invented that part? Like, what if everyone was just like, cool fake tractor, and moved on with their day, and this guy was like, yes, but what if there had been betrayal?
Not to be extremely rude, but I don't think obsessive collectors are capable of moving on with their day.
Well, that is extremely rude, yeah, and, you know...
Speaking as an obsessive collector, I do not think that we as a species are capable of moving on with our day.
No, like, we will bicker, but I don't know. I guess it depends very much on, like, where you're at in a particular collection.
If you're enough of a tractor enthusiast to subscribe to the Tractor magazine and be a member of the Tractor Society, you're probably a little invested.
Well, you're invested, but it's what risk does this falsehood pose to your community?
It destroys the integrity of the Smelvin tractor collecting community. If we allow this pretendy funtime made-up tractor to be a real Smelvin, what is to say that we cannot just start painting Smelvins all different colors, colors that were never even advertised, colors that were never produced? Suddenly you have a rainbow tractor, and then everyone's laughing at us. We are the laughingstock of the tractor collecting community. Our integrity is the only thing holding us to this earth.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Next thing you know, you have people driving in fire trucks saying, oh, this is my big loud tractor that shoots water.
Well, like...
and has a big ladder.
Well, do you actually, like, want to get into an argument about, like, utilitarian vehicles in, like, early agricultural societies? Because we can have that conversation. Like, we can have the conversation about how, like, fire engines were rudimentary tractors before they were specialized.
Sounds like someone's about to get on the wrong side of the Smelvin Society.
So I, like, my brain wandered off a little bit, and I was actually losing it while you were going on that whole rant about, like, how...
As you so often do, your mind wandered while I was talking.
Well, it was just that one.
Uh-huh.
It was a passionate argument, and I bet it's just none of it. You know, I was just thinking that, like, the idea that they would shut down the official, quote-unquote, Smelvin magazine does imply that they did have a second one in the wings, which is baffling to me.
I mean, we have Antiques Monthly and Collectors Weekly.
Well, those are broad. I'm thinking they're... I can think of one journal, and carousel collecting is actually, like, a very, very, it's a lot. It's a pretty wide hobby. There's only one of those. And those members, like, number into the thousands, and there is literally one periodical that covers the interests of specifically people who like carousel horses. So there's one magazine, and that's a very diverse group. So I think, it is absolutely bonkers to me to consider that there would be a second magazine to reference. Or unless, like, I guess it's not out of the question that they just said, well, we don't have a magazine.
Taking their tractor and going home.
Yeah, I guess that's a possibility, but my first thought was, well, we're going to go to the other highly specific tractor magazine.
We'll make our own tractor magazine.
And they're not called magazines, they're called newsletters. There's never enough content for a magazine. No. 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 No, no, no. No. Line in the sand. If it's a specific brand and not just the concept of tractors, then there isn't enough content. Yeah, now you're just enjoying doing that, yeah. So, all right, next question.
Okay.
Are we going to be the ones who infiltrate the agricultural collecting scene and ask the hard questions, which is what literally the hell is this guy talking about?
God, I hope so.
Are we going to break this story wide open?
This or someone listening to this who gets to it before we can record an episode. Which is also an acceptable outcome because it means less work for me personally.
Yeah, who will dox this man's uncle? If you don't think I'm going to spend my entire lunch break at work tomorrow furiously Googling what, like, specific tractor periodicals exist, I forgot how I started the sentence, but I want you to know that's what I'll be doing.
And with that kind of focus, you are sure to find an answer.
That's late, shush. So do you have any other bits and bobs here?
There are 89 comments on this post, but I did highlight some.
Yeah, give me some good ones.
Particularly good nuggets. From user Beelfazor, sure. Because this is Reddit. I was thinking this was a hugely unfair and uncalled for reaction by the hobby community, but then I asked myself, what if there's a reason the Forbidden Smelvin was forbidden? Consider this strong possibility. The company was destroyed from within before it could manufacture the Forbidden Smelvin. Workers rising up against the Doomsday Cult and management, fanatics who wanted to manufacture the last tractor, the farm vehicle that would open the unseen gate and usher in the final harvest. Decades later, after the workers had mostly drunk away their memories of that bloody night, some mad fool found the plans the workers thought they destroyed. Thank God he didn't print the true decal in the right shade of blue, or it would work. But someday he might notice his error, might fix it. He has to be stopped.
I like that. I like where he's going with that, yeah. That's a good one.
User Blissiven?
Great.
Points out some parallels to the train collecting community.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Tell me more.
There's the whole livery debate in railway preservation circles in the UK. I don't know if it's still as heated as it used to be. I'm pretty much out of the loop these days. But on the one hand, you had one group of usually older enthusiasts who seemed to want every steam locomotive they could get their hands on, painted in either BR black or Brunswick green, presumably because it was the livery they grew up with and felt nostalgic for. And on the other, you had groups of usually younger enthusiasts who wanted to see more pre-nationalization and pre-grouping liveries. Flying Scotsman was always a classic for starting arguments like that, mainly between people who wanted her painted in BR Brunswick green or LNER apple green. But then there's a whole load of related arguments about whether or not she should have a double chimney or smoke deflectors. It got so contentious at one point that when the National Railway Museum finally unveiled her for the first time in years back in 2011, they did a complete cop-out and painted her black.
I'm going to level with you. I understood maybe a tenth of that. It's a lot of acronyms.
TLDR, people who collect trains in the UK have very strong opinions about what colors the trains should be painted when they are restored.
Right, okay.
To the point that the Museum of Collecting Trains painted it black to avoid starting an argument.
Fair.
I'm saying that, like, it is not unusual for collecting communities to tear themselves apart over really, really petty shit.
Yeah, absolutely. But you honestly didn't disavow the museum.
That guy kind of did in his comment.
Well, personally disavowing is different from, like, saying, you are no longer our train museum.
Yeah, because they, like, pulled a Switzerland and refused to commit to a side.
Now I'm just really curious.
They're the Bella Swan of trains.
I guess, is that what we're going to do now, huh?
Yeah.
It's not Switzerland anymore, it's Bella Swan?
Yeah.
Cool. What? Anyway. Now I'm curious I'm guessing that there's some sort of deficit in historical documents about what color it was supposed to be. It's fascinating.
Also, as user TopGun2021 points out.
Oh, I like that one.
In the airplane community, if it was designed and there are plans, it's a real plane in the product line.
Okay, see, yeah, that's what I was saying. All right, that's...
Now, is it possible that airplanes, being a more recent invention, have a more modern outlook?
Recent invention? What the fuck are you talking about?
They don't predate the 20th century.
Well, neither do motorized tractors.
Yeah, they do, my dude. That's why there was a whole, like...
Oh, economic, I missed my centuries
economic
again.
Crisis in the UK, where everyone moved to the city, and right, then slums right. happened because machines took all the jobs in agriculture.
I don't think that airplanes and tractors, despite their historical inequities, are different enough to say, like, well, they should have entirely different outlooks on provenance.
I dare you to go to a tractor collector meetup and say that with your own human face.
I think the precepts of mechanical engineering can be enjoyed broadly across all lines.
Nope. Denied.
So, like, I do think that the plane person here, and I love that he's called Top Gun and is a plane guy. I think that's a very salient point. And I don't think it should be ignored in the tractor circles.
But when will tractors fly, Dee?
As soon as you believe.
Fuck. Got me there.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you gonna fucking say to that, huh? Captain Hook? Can't fight me.
I am going to quote Nerdorama09 and say, dark web, show me forbidden Smelvins.
Well, yeah. Was that something you can buy with a Bitcoin?
Maybe with one coin.
$300 then?
Dogecoin.
$300 is a lot for what, by all rights, should be publicly available documents.
However, I think my favorite comment comes from Ginger Says Jump. Maybe the real Smelvin was the enemies we made along the way.
Oh, yeah, see? See? Yeah. Maybe that was it.
Really makes you think.
It does. Not.
refuse. Like...
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Like, dropping all artifice and absolutely just, I need you to, like, lay down your coat of arms in defense of the tractor community.
I am clinically incapable of dropping all artifice, but please go on.
Well, okay, all right, I need you to unalign yourself. I need you to be Mr. Bella Swan. You've married her. And, yeah, I know, a miserable concept, but I didn't know how else to, like, make you Switzerland without...
I'm literally Swiss.
Oh, that's right! I thought you were fucking Danish again. I never get it right.
D.
You're not Danish.
I know you're incapable of perceiving human height. Yeah. But a glance upon my person should show you I have no Scandinavian blood.
I know.
I am far too short. I am far too short to live anywhere near the Arctic Circle.
If it's north of England, then it's officially like you're all... I can't remember anymore.
The north of England is peopled by people who are descended of Viking invaders. Oh. They are all more Scandinavian than I will ever be.
Listen, we can bicker all day about how bad I am at geography. So, anyway, my main point was, dropping any alliance that you, or kinship that you feel with the tractor people, that mad race of half-human, half-machine that we know and love. What?
Are we just not going to talk about the fact that you just called the tractor community Transformers, or...
Listen, it's something I hold deep in my heart, that idea.
Are there any tractor Transformers?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Okay.
They farm in Cybertron.
Fuck, really?
I don't know why I took such, like, an imperious tone with you, like, you're supposed to know that.
I mean, this many years as your friend, I should probably know that. Wait, if they eat Energon, don't they just mine that, or do they grow it?
It's complicated. You're gonna go, you have swayed me from my purpose too many times. I want to know, in your personal opinion, unaffiliated, untainted by anyone else's, like, philosophizing on the subject, how would you feel about a careful and logical reconstruction of an antique from a plan that didn't ever actually physically exist?
It's dope as hell and I want it.
So you don't find it an affront to a collecting community?
Absolutely not.
As long as it does not hold, like, as long as it doesn't lie about what it is, right?
Yeah, no, that only makes it more fascinating.
Yeah, okay, thank you, yeah. All right, that's kind of where I'm at, too, which is why, like, I kind of hope it's fake, because if it were real, I'd be really mad.
And you'd have to take a side of the tractor fire truck wars?
Well, I'm going fire truck. It's the winning team.
I still think the tractors are versatile enough to pull it off.
I think the tractors aren't going to have an easy time in a fire now, are they?
Fire trucks can't set fires. They can only...
Are you saying they're morally opposed? Or that they're physically incapable?
The second.
You know the fire trucks don't do anything on their own, right? You know I was joking about the Transformers thing, right?
D? I have it on good authority that on a planet called Cybertron, there is one librarian who will save us all.
Yeah, yeah. He's not a fire truck.
Exactly. So they have nothing.
He's an 18-wheeler. And I'll thank you not to talk about my father that way, Optimus Prime. It's your heritage. So, do you have anything else you want to say about this weird, weird story that you've brought to the table?
No.
The end, then, I guess. Jesus Christ. Fine. Fine, then.
Sources for this episode include Reddit. If you know what the fuck tractor this is, if you know what started all of this, if you have any clue as to the truth or falsity of this story... Please email antiquesfreakspodcast@gmail.com.
Or if you even have a beat on a group of agricultural antique collectors that might be open to discussing this, like, that, I would love to hear from them, actually.
Show us the forbidden Smelvin.
If you want to share with us, get in touch, how you feel about the idea of these carefully constructed not-fantasy pieces.
Leave us a review on whatever app you're using to listen to this podcast.
Don't review us on the merits of the idea.
Or do.
No, give us 5 stars.
Either way, algorithm doesn't give a shit.
No, give us 5 stars for making you angry.
For increasing your heart rate.
Yeah, 5 out of 5 made me feel again. Thanks, Antiques Freaks.
Or you can hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/antiquesfreaks. Or join our Facebook group, Antiques Freaks Friends.
You can yell at a lot of people there about stuff. Don't yell. Be nice.
Be nice.
The first rule is to be nice. And the only rule is to be nice. This is nice club.
So, when my grandma was responsible for babysitting me and all my cousins, she made us form the Congenial Cousin Club so we'd stop fighting.
That's brilliant. Was the first rule not to talk about Congenial Cousin Club?
The first rule was to look up in the dictionary what congenial meant. And then,
well, that's a weird first rule.
The second rule was to stop fighting.
Yeah, so it's like nice club. Where the first and only rule is be nice.
Kindness society.
And you do talk about nice club.
Because
you're telling people to be nice all the time.
Be kind, please. Just be cool.
Welcome to nice club. We are all very nice. It's good and cool to be nice to people. Don't exclude them because of their interest in tractors.
If you would like to purchase some fine vintage goods, or a t-shirt or sticker with the podcast logo on it, you can head over to our Etsy at etsy.com/shop/antiquesfreaks. If you would like to listen to deleted scenes, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/antiquesfreaks. And while you are there, you may join the Random Vintage Postcard of the Month Club, where we send you a random vintage postcard every month.
It is great fun.
This month's postcards just went out, and they have some Christmas surprises.
Ooh, we on that Christmas creep?
We have a plethora of Christmas postcards.
Yeah.
What happened is, we bought several random lots of postcards.
Yeah.
And then they contained much Christmas. And then we were like, fuck, too many Christmas.
Yeah, we discovered that actually, interestingly enough, human beings do tend to send a lot of cards right around Christmas time. So the volume of Christmas to other things actually is pretty disproportionate.
So what we have done is we have added a question on the Patreon for backers at that level as to whether or not they want a Christmas card. And those of you who said yes may receive a random surprise in the mail.
Yeah, so you can opt in or out of Christmas. We're not going to force you to celebrate Christmas.
Christmas is opt-in.
It's opt-in. If you don't like it, you don't have to have it. We respect everybody's stuff. But we happen to have a lot of the Christmas ones, so...
Happy Saturnalia!
A good time.
You couldn't remember good time any winter. Other holiday name, could
good
you?
Good time winter. I feel really bad because I could have said Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And yet, no.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy
it's
Hanukkah.
Coming up. Special shout out to our current patrons for paying our hosting fees and getting us ever closer to our goal of releasing bonus episodes.
And just for making us feel love again.
And thank you in particular for listening.
Especially you.
Goodbye.
Bye.